He says, "Buki Sriki means like kadim rikim, like empty barrels." That says, "Kolaymar dvorm shemenum." Don't say all the things that are not true. Yeah. Because rather like this, because he says, "Hoch yom of Nazir Nachman said that mokum hadevek, in the place where it's tied together, which joined to the hips, which joined to the hips well, over there afito nito kuloi, even if the whole part of it was taken out, through its kosher, but and kuloi kosher, afil nitla kuloi kosher." As long as something is left over, that you can grab a hold of it. The kama, how much is that? That's a small part, the bitra of an ox. So come out like one finger. It's Rashi said it's one etzba. As Yafilu b'shar godo day b'kach, bitra Rashi's etzba. Even if it's left over, one. So the kids, if it's in the mokum where it's attached to the hips, to them it's not a trefah as long as a little one etzba is left over of it. Yeah. Right. That's what I mean. The rectum there, since it's what's supported by the hips of the animal, that's not a trefah as long as a little bit of it is just left over. Then the Mishnah says, Hakera Satanimi. That's the inside the stomach. So it has the neck of it, the trefah. Omrev Yudom Arav. Heyid nosen bar shelo, hey b'shes said over like this, that reish tavcha de tzibure. He said over the name of Rav, heyid nosen bar shelo said over, and he was the reish tavcha tzibure, as he was the head sheichet in Tzipori. Lefnei Rebbe, he said the name in front of Rebbe, and he said over mishum Reb Nosen, that eizel keres apnimi, what's called the inside keres, that's sniya divi. The sniya, whatever that means, that's the sniya divi. That's what's called. You really have to see picture books for this. Rashi says, kushtib the lashem review, also kakit, the sasam broishai. Alright. That part of the stomach is called the keres apanimi. Yevachein omar of Yeshua ben Korcho, sniya divi. That part of the stomach is called the keres apanimi. Rabbi Shmuel Omar is Tuchma the Karsa. That's what it is. That's what this Keres HaPnimi is called. Just again, you have to have the picture books here. What's the lotion here? If Kutu Nesichta was Rashi say, Rashi Zanisha Mati Tuchu Balaz Ben Yedei Imam. Oh, Rashi has no clue what it is. Like he said, that part of the stomach is called the Keres HaPnimi. Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yechanan, Mokom Tsar, Yesh Bekeres. Like in the big stomach, there's one part that's very tight together. There's a very narrow part there in the stomach. Mokom Tsar. V'en Yedei Ezel also is not sure where it is. But in that narrow part, that's called the Keres HaPanimi. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Nofal Keres HaBavira. It comes out like there's a big machlek is exactly what it means. What does Keres HaPanimi means? Yeah. Like it fell into a well. In other words, the big machlekes, what exactly is Keres HaPanimi? Omer Rav Acha bar Rav Ava. Omer Rav Asi. Min ha-meitzer lamata. From the portion that it becomes narrow, it tapers downwards, that's called the Keres HaPanimi. Rav Yaakov ben Achmin Yom HaShmuel Mokim Shein Boy Melis. It's the place Milus, Rashi says, Mokoim. Because Mokoim Yesh Bekeres, Cholok is very smooth. Shein Shemois Tzema, there's no like fur there. Shagurim Bereskim in Akeres. Kiss at the smooth part of the stomach. The smooth part of the stomach. That's called the Keres HaPanimi. So Shain by Mills, there's no here they like. Rabbi Avinu Omar, Geneva, Mishmei de Rav, the name of Rav, Tefach de Nu Alochanel, Tefach de Veshet, Samach le Keres, when I knew the Zui Keres HaPanimi, that's called the Keres HaPanimi already. It's in the Veshet, it's in the food pipe. the last tefach of the food pipe near the beginning of the stomach, that's called the keras hapnimi. Amri usalovu b'marov ne'atisrol mishmeidu rabbi yisi barachanino. Kol ha-keras kula, no, the whole stomach, zuhi keras hapnimi, that's all considered the keras hapnimi. If so, v'yezel keras hachitzen, if those stomach is called the inside one, what's called the outside one? It means to say, bosar ha-choyfes reiv ha-keras, the meat that covers over, rove of the stomach, that's called the keras hachitzen. Kids have like one big stomach there, but the meat that covers on the outer side of it, that's called the keras hachitzen. Rabba bar Rafuna Amri mafrosa. They said no mafrosa. That's the keras hapanimi. Rashi says it means sata keras harayis hakarka. The side, the bottom side that sees the floor, that's called the keras hapanimi. Verse says my mafrosa. What does that mean? Ravazi heichad de pari tavchi. One keras says heichad de pari tavchi means they open it up. When the shirkut rips open the animal, the place that he opens it up, that's what it is. That's the keras hapanimi. Penadoi yamri avdi karaba ba rafuna. They did like that. Omle ravashi lameimor kolhani shmaita tamai. What about all the lachas before? It's a big machlokes exactly what keras hapanimi is. Omle kula shaychem with the rabba ba rafuna. They all go into the same sheet as rabba ba rafuna. The one is where the tabochim open it up first. That's all called the keras hapanimi. Well, the Rabbasi Yom Rabbi Yochanan Mai, what's shot over there? What does that mean, the keras hapanimi? But he says it means makom tsar. So Amalei answered back, Va'pirshu Rav Acha bar Avia. He already explained what it means to say what exactly the makom tsar of the keras is, and it also fits into this shot that where the shoykut first opens up the animal, all that is called the keras hapanimi. Or the Rav Avinu Mor Eftekashu Devenei Marov Mai. That they said different shotim, so Amalei and Echnami Hani Vadi Pligi. Those sheets of tack are different than Rafuna and Echnami. With that sheets of Neim Arvina, Neim Arovo, they said the whole bottom is called the Keras Hapanimi and Echnami. They tack argue. But Kofonim, all the other sheets, works out well. Therefore, it's not a kasha to say we should pass in that called the Keras Hapanimi. Here, now we go to explain the next part of the Mishnah that says Rabbi Yehuda Oimer B'Gdoilo. So really, next part of the Mishnah said like this. The Mishnah said that that hakeras hapanimi shenikfa. Again, if the inside keras, the b'chana k'mor before, that's the beginning of the stomach when the veshet comes down into the stomach, so that part of the stomach, even with the nekev, makes it a treifa. Then the Mishnah said, oh, shenikra roiv hachitzena. But by the keras hachitzen, the outside one we just said before, there was only treifa of nikra roiv, the rove of it was cut through. On this Rabbi Yehuda Oimer depends. Hagdabur, if it's a big animal, a big keras hachitzen, then tefach. Then it's enough just to cut through a rip of a tefach. The yaktana, but if it's a small keras hachitzen, a smaller animal, then you don't need tefach, even berubai. Berubai, rove it, cut, it's also enough. The rest is like this. Omar Rabbi Binyamin Bayefis, Omar Abloza. Like the Gdur Lamarka. He doesn't mean to say after a very big animal. But like kitana, ktana, he doesn't mean to say either very small animal. Ela means like this: Kol shenikra bo tefach lehevi ruba zuvish shaninu bigdola betefach. Is any time you have a keras that the keras hachitzen, if you cut down a hole, went in there, cut down a rip, went into it the size of a tefach. So even though that's not rove of the animal, rove of the keras hachitzen, that's called a treifa, and that's what it meant to say by gedola. It's enough to have a tefach. What's going to be ruba? Let's say you rip the keras hachitzen, you rip the robe of it, and even that much is lehevet, that's not called a tefach. The wish is in, that's what we learn in the Mishnah, diktana by a small keras hachitzen, beruba. It's enough to cut the robe of it, that makes a treifa. What's going to be ruba of lehevet tefach? The more that you cut the robe of it, it's not a tefach. The korb sheet tavad, as long as you cut robe, that's a treifa. That's what the Mishnah means. So as the Lord Tzricha, devet tefach, the mashu. We need to say it's mamish exactly a tefach. And Rashi says the kashu was pshitikos rubus kakuloi. That there it says the ika tefach mashu, he have a mashu tfei merubai homikri tefach. Just a drop more than roiv, that's considered a tefach. So Rashi says it means if it would have ripped a drop more than roiv, then it would have been a tefach. So Madhavim, I would have thought to say, Adinikri but tefach, in such a case, your mom is missing just a mashu more. Maybe it's not a treifa until you cut that mashu more to make it a tefach worth.
If Kamash Mulano is a trifle with Rubai, even though it's not a Tefach. No, Omer Geneva, Omer Rabasi. Niktaro Kisela, let's say it was cut out from the diameter of the cellar. So tracer, it's also called a tracer. If the keras achitza was cut out, a kisela is a tracer. Why? Shim tintach tamen ha-tefach. If you stretch it out, it would reach the size of a tefach. Omer Rebbe Chiyah Barabba, the Dean of Forsh Lemonet, the Geneva, was explained in the name of Geneva, Amavu de Nadoi, by the bridge of Nadoi, like this, Kisela Shera. And if the hole is exactly the diameter of a cellar still kosher, yes, the mixel tracer, if it's a little bit more than a cellar, then it becomes a tracer. So, comma, yes, the mixel, what's called a little bit more than a cellar? Omer Rabbi Yosef Kagoyin, the island lost a kashisha. In the case of three, like pits of dates, would pass by it, the tifra, the find in the thickness of the Beis HaKodesh, that's a part of the stomach that like folds over, looks like a hat there. So, mitzad echad sheira, the needle is only sticking that on one side, it's still kosher. That's not considered a trefa. Mashenke mishneit dodin, if the needle sticks out on both sides of the Beis HaKodesh, that's a trefa. Like one side would only mean the inner side, and both means the inner and the outer, that's called a trefa. Now, what's going to be nimtza le'kuradam? Let's say you find a little spot of dam underneath.